Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk.
Time for a bit of a catch-up now. It's always nice to be able to sort of close the circle on stories. Quite often we tell you about people who are setting off to do remarkable things, and then sometimes we kind of lose the story after that and don't have the opportunity to come back and tell you what happened. Well, I'm glad to be able to finish one of those stories for you today. Remember back in June we spoke to a young man named Zach Rauch-Legwit, a 10-year-old paraplegic who's taken up the sport of hand cycling with such huge vigor and success, it has to be said. And really impressed us all with his determination to succeed in his sport and his absolute spirit of resilience. We promised you we'd let you know how Zach's story unfolded. And today, very happy to be able to do that as we welcome Zach back to the studio, as well as his dad, Jeff Legwood. Lovely to have both of you with us again.
Thanks, Pippa. A few k's out from the finish line, I saw these burn marks. It looks frightening.
Before we say any more about the race, Zach, let me just interrupt you, if I may. For the sake of listeners who didn't hear the original interview I did with you a few weeks ago, I should tell them that when he spoke to us, Zach was gearing up to go and take on 50 kilometers. Now, imagine riding 50 kilometers on an ordinary bicycle. I can't even do that, I'm sure. But imagine hand cycling 50 kilometers. That was what Zach wanted to do at the Rotary Knysna Cycle Tour, part of the recent Oyster Festival. And you said a few kilometers from the finish line, which means, I take it, Zach, that you made it to the finish line.
I did.
Congratulations. Really did. There's the medal in hand. Show it to us. We're going to take a photograph to tweet, and I'm asking my producer to tweet some of the fantastic photos of you crossing the line with your arms in the air. Zach, I mean, 50 kilometers, how long does it take you to cover that distance?
Well, it took a while. The time that it said, it was 1 hour.
Nope.
No, Dad?
4 hours. 4 hours, 1 minute, and I think 42 seconds.
4 hours, 1 minute, and 42 seconds. I've got to be honest. I don't know if I could cycle 50 kilometers in 4 hours. That's incredibly impressive. Dad, Jeff, you were alongside him all of the way?
All the way.
All the way. Okay. Talk to us about the experience. Zach, you said towards the end you got to see at first hand the devastation of the fire in Knysna. It must have made it quite a difficult experience to have so many people in the town who've been affected so badly by those fires. Did you have a sense of that?
I did. And all the burn marks. All the burn marks, I can see, like, I can just imagine in my head how big the fire would have been.
Yeah. Zach, how many cyclists were on the road with you? Do you know how many people competed in total?
Not really, no.
But it was a lot of them. What's it like for you on your hand cycle to be on the road with people sitting quite high above you on a regular bicycle? And do they share the road politely with you?
Yes, of course.
They do. That's good to hear. So you never have to shout to people or ring a bell to make them move out the way for you?
No.
Jeff, what was the experience like for you being with Zach all the way?
Unfortunately, we wanted to bring his coach with, but I can't get hold of him this morning. Oh. The deal was, we knew that the hill going out of Knysna was going to kill us. Right at the bottom of the hill, his coach got a flat tire. Dad ended up pushing him all the way up the first hill.
It's true. My dad was tired.
Yeah. I've seen a photograph of your dad. Yeah. He did look pretty tired.
Overstressed the legs. At the bottom of the second hill, Sean got the second puncture.
Oh, no.
So I pushed him up the second hill, so I pretty much blew my legs out before I was ready for it. We got to Sedgefield, and John and our crew were there, and we pulled Zach out of the bike and gave him a break, gave him something to eat. And coming out of Sedgefield again, Sean's third puncture.
No.
And then Dad got cramp, which wasn't very funny. I must say thank you to everybody that was there, all the cyclists. The guys were amazing. About six guys stopped and said, can we do anything? And of course Zach wouldn't move without me going in. And then Short caught us up, and from there it was, I wouldn't say plain sailing, it was quite tough coming back. And probably the most difficult thing is when we got to the top of the hill coming into Knysna, it started raining, so we had to watch the speed. But he's gone faster than he's ever gone before downhill.
It's true.
His eyes watering. And
do you have any idea of how fast it was? Do you have a speedometer?
40, I think 46, 48.
My word. So the other competitors just saw you go past as a blur of yellow. There's a wonderful picture, and I've got to say thank you so much. Zach's brought me a framed photograph of him finishing the race with your arms up in the air. I can't believe you had the strength to still raise your hands after having cycled that distance. Tell us about what you felt as you crossed the finish line.
Well, I felt amazed, and I didn't. And after crossed the finish line, I didn't actually believe I did 50Ks.
Fantastic. Now, the most important thing here is that you were doing this not just as a challenge for yourself and as proof of what you could do. You were doing it to raise money so that other cyclists could have access to specially adapted bicycles like the one you have. What happened there? Tell us how successful you were.
Well, the people that supported us, we earned, I think it was 13,000.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. 13,000 rand from a 10-year-old. That's not bad going, Zach, for you to have been the rallying point for that kind of fundraising. What's that money going to be used for now?
For burning... burning...
No. The Rotary actually chatted to us. There is a little community that's been developed for disabled kids.
Yep.
And they asked if we would mind it going to them. Rotary, I must tell you, was fantastic. They were absolutely the people. They are all absolute stars.
They always
they
are.
They looked after us fantastically. So it's going to a disabled charity in Nasna.
In the Nasna area. Fantastic.
So
we
try to keep it where it was.
That's wonderful. Now, I mean, Zach, you've had the benefit of a bicycle that's been specially adapted for you. You spoke to us last time about just how much work went into getting that bike ready for the road. How did the bike treat you during the race? Were you happy?
Yep, I was.
And
the roller at the back gave us a little bit of problems, but we made it.
You made it through the 50Ks, and you're going to keep on riding that bike?
Yeah, until I grow into it.
Until you grow, yeah, okay. Now, what's next for you? I mean, this is a huge achievement under your belt. Have you already decided I've got in sight the next race I'm going to take on? Or are you going to let yourself have a bit of a holiday? What happens next?
Well, I'm going to let myself have a bit of a holiday, and then I'm going to do... How far am I going to do? That?
108. But basically, we're looking at doing the... August with him next year.
Wow.
The support team will be a hell of a lot bigger. It'll probably be around 5 or 6 people of interest. And a big thank you to Momentum. They have actually offered to sponsor the entire team.
Fantastic.
Free, gratis, and for nothing. And they've also offered to give Zach some clothing, which is quite interesting.
So you're going to be kitted out very smartly for the race.
He's going to be a Momentum cyclist next year for the August, which is... Again, I think it'll be a sort of a world first.
Because, of course, I mean, we watch the Argus every year. I've never been brave enough to even think about entering it myself. But watching it, you do see hand cyclists go past. But, Zach, they're considerably older and larger than you are. Do we know what's the youngest age that someone's completed the Argus on a hand cycle before? Is there a record that you know of?
We'd have to speak to Pedal Power, but I would assume around 16, 20, somewhere there.
So you're probably going to slash a few years off that. Yeah. Zach, I'm going to ask you the same question I think I asked you last time, which is, why do you do it? What do you love about the sport, or is it about more than just the sport?
I just like cycling because it gets my muscles building up, so I don't become fat.
I'm going to record that and hit replay when I'm sitting on my bicycle day to day so I can remind myself why I'm doing it. Well, from the whole team here, we want to say firstly, congratulations on pulling it off. None of us had any doubt that you were going to do it, but it's a huge achievement. The youngest cyclist now, I mean, how many of these? You must be the youngest cyclist to have completed any number of races by now. Hopefully going to be the youngest cyclist to have completed the Argus on a hand cycle next year. So I look forward to chatting to you perhaps after that big adventure.
Then there'll be 4 times being on the radio.
Another record accumulated. Zach and Jeff, lovely to have you with us again, and thanks for keeping us in the loop and updated on the story. Lovely to see you again, and I hope everyone's going to check out the photographs we've tweeted of the moment Zach crossed the finish line in Nisner. Congratulations once again, and all the best.